It's been said in this reflection on fatherhood by a man, a son, who looks back in life and realizes that life has passed him by quicker than he could ever imagine. He wrote, "When I was 4 years old, my daddy could do anything. When I turned 5, I knew my daddy knew a whole lot. When I was 6 years old, I always said, my dad is smarter than your dad. When I turned 8, my dad didn't know exactly everything. When I became 10 years old, my dad, for sure, grew up in the olden days. And when I was 12, well, naturally, dad doesn't know anything about that. I mean, he's too old. When I turned 14 years old, I didn't pay much attention to my dad. He was just too old-fashioned. And when I became 21, dad, it seemed, was hopelessly out of date. When I became 25 years old, well, dad knows a little bit about everything. Then again, he should. He's been around so long. When I became the age of 30, I often said, maybe we should ask Dad what he thinks. After all, he is experienced. When I was 35 years old, I didn't do a single thing until I ran it by Dad. When I became 50, I always asked myself, what would Dad do? And now that I'm 70 years old, I'd give anything if Dad were here, so that I could just talk to him. We know that some gifts in our life are wrapped and some are not. Some we notice, and some often go unnoticed. God's gifts are not wrapped, and they are free. Money cannot buy them. And even if we don't recognize them, God's gifts change us, always, in some way. Such is the gift of a good father. A good father who lives the words of today's gospel to deny himself and take up the cross of fatherhood. So on this Father's Day, I want to say to our fathers, don't underestimate your role. You do make a difference. It is easily proven. Children who have involved and loving fathers or father figures are more likely to do well in school, have healthy self-esteem, exhibit empathy, and have good social behavior. They can talk to you without their phone. Children with involved and loving fathers are more likely to avoid high-risk behaviors, such as drug use, truancy, and criminal activity, compared to children who have uninvolved fathers or have lost their father figure. Boys with involved fathers learn to keep their emotions in check. Boys, men are born, we want to take everything and master it. Even our relationships. That needs to be tempered. And girls with an involved father are more likely to avoid early sexual acting out. Girls need a male. If they don't get it in their dad, they will look for it in destructive relationships, often starting early, the age of 10 or 12, maybe. And all of this makes sense. When we are born, we don't know how to love. We learn how to love from our parents. And our mothers and fathers teach us how to love differently. A mother fulfills her child's greatest hunger. What does a child need when it's born and when it grows up? It needs to be affirmed and it needs to be accepted. This is this first child's experience of love, which it needs. Affirmation and acceptance. And in that way, a mother and her child form this tight psychological and social world almost. A mother and her child are kind of in their own world. But the father gives this child the first experience of the external world. And the external world is not as happy as the mother's world. A father teaches the child that love can be experienced without self-acceptance and without affirmation. In other words, listen to this. A father teaches us that love is present even if I am not feeling good. How screwed up is a kid who can only associate love with pleasure. Could you imagine if our Lord only associated love with feeling good and egotistical pleasure? He never would have died for us. He never would have sacrificed. So if kids grow up without a father, and their love experience is connected to pleasure, no wonder they turn to drugs, sex, or violence, which for them feels good. Both the mother and the father teach us balanced relationships of loving. I interviewed Steve Wood on my radio show on Tuesday. He's an interesting interview. He was an evangelical pastor. His whole family converted to Catholicism in 1990. He formed the Family Life Center International. He will be the speaker at the Redeemed Men's Conference in Fargo. You know how we have our thirst here in our diocese? Fargo on October 8th has the Redeemed Men's Conference. Steve Wood will be the speaker there. And we spoke about many facets of fatherhood. But he said this on my show, which I think is crazy amazing. In terms of church life, religion, following your faith, he said if a child converts to the faith, acts in the faith, there's a 3% chance that the rest of the family will follow suit. If a mother does, there's a 17% chance the entire family will follow that example. But if a father lives the faith, is converted, and practices the faith, if he doesn't just say religion is for the women and children, if a father is active in the faith, there's a 93% chance that the family will follow that example. Do you see how vital fatherhood is, not only for the existence of the church, but for peace in our civilization? And so today, on Father's Day, we pray for our fathers. We're losing a sense. We're losing a sense of the necessity of a mother and a father to raise a child. We cannot lose a sense of the difference between men and women and the gifts each one gives. We pray for more fathers, better fathers. Today, if our fathers are alive, let's talk to them and tell them we love them. Hopefully, I'll be on the deck in Bismarck by tonight with my mother and father. And if our fathers are deceased, let's pray for them. Because above all, today, we remember that God's greatest gifts are free and are not wrapped. We thank God for the gift of our fathers.